to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Sports Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. I come to you on a very busy Monday. Got a lot going down. Got a whole lot to talk about from this week. You guys can call in 706-993-4606. Also, head over to rantemradio.com. Hit that chat listen live button. Head over to the chat room and join us in discussion there. I got Doom. I also got Gene on the line with us. Gentlemen, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm straight. You know, enjoying this President's Day off, you know.
How you doing,
Chief? I'm good. I'm doing good, you know what I'm saying? It ain't really, we can't celebrate President's Day. That's for damn sure.
I knew somebody was going to say it. What going to be me? Oh, my goodness.
Today is Buffoon Day.
Oh my goodness! Today is just a day off for the children. An extra day off for the children. There we go.
Labor Day.
Yes. All right. I'm gonna go ahead, as you guys can mention, as we often do on this show. The discussions can begin before I even hit the record button, and we were having the discussion with Colin Kaepernick. Winning his case, he settled his case with the NFL owners this week, and we were discussing that. And some people say he won. Some people say he's a sellout because he signed that non-disclosure agreement.
I'll tell you that he lost because if you follow anything with like lawsuits or anything like slip and fall. Most of the time, corporations want to settle out of court, so none of the stuff happens, even though they might not be in the wrong. So it'd just be easier for you just to pay the money off, and it goes away. So I think this is going to be one of those situations that they're going to pay this money off, and then about 6 months, we're going to forget about this shit has ever happened, you know what I'm saying?
I think ultimately it questions his crusade, and at the end of the day, I get it. With lawsuits, that in this situation, the only reason why that I feel like he lost was because at some point the NFL at no point did an internal investigation on their own teams because that's policy.
Well, let me tell you something. You just like how it's going in politics, you have to get a special counsel for them to investigate the outside agency. They're not going to investigate themselves. But on the flip side,
there has to be an internal investigation. That's the way it goes.
The
National Football League Player Association is fighting for the player. They came in. They asked the league. Because collusion is written in their collective bargaining agreement.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, when they told them that all of a sudden nobody wants to sign Colin Kaepernick, they were like, "Well, you know, obviously nobody thinks he's good enough." You know, that's pretty much the gist of how they felt about it. And then in the NFLPA has said, "Did you guys open up an investigation on your team owners?" And they said no, because we didn't collude to keep him out of the league. Then that's when they went ahead and pushed that he, you know, file a lawsuit. at
see,
that point,
on the thing, when they say collusion, I'm sorry to cut you off. Let you keep going.
And at the end of the day, him taking the stay off never held the NFL accountable for collusion. So their operating procedures are going to be the same. They don't have to sign nobody they don't want to. I think at least if you push it to trial, if you push it to trial, because I really think he had a really good case. I think he got colluded. I think him kneeling cost him playing in the NFL. There's no doubt about that. But to stop short and take a money payoff, to me, and I think other people, some people agree and some people don't, and everybody had their opinion, but to me, I think you push the envelope, you keep your foot on the gas, you expose them, you make them pull those emails, you make those pull those text messages, you put the work in, because that's what this crusade is about. That's the only way you're going to have change. You can't have change if I take a payoff. Nothing changed. But his
pocket. I would have to question his integrity when he signed with that Nike deal.
But I'll just say that, yeah, that's always.
Yeah, see, the issue I had with him, I mean, I have other issues, but one of them recently was when he took that Nike deal for that money for what they do to the black community about kids shooting each other over shoes. It's been like that for years, and they're very questionable practices overseas of, you know, they pay the workers 25 cents an hour to make a shoe themselves for 180. But that, you know, if he's such, you know, working for social justice, he wouldn't have took it down from Nike. But that's just me. You know what I'm saying? But when it go back onto this thing about it, we don't hear from the guy. The only time you hear from him is other people in the media doing this crusade. So again, you know, when I heard that I know they said it's a false report by the AAF trying to sign him for football. He could have went to Canada and played. He could have went to a whole bunch of. He could have been trying to give us the idea of him actively want to do it, but he didn't do it. This dude then disappeared off the face of the earth. He didn't turn ghost, so it's kind of hard to be like. It's collusion after a little while, but after a couple of years, if you're not showing up, we don't know what your condition is. We don't know if you even progressed as a football player to be signed. That's the issue. What I'm saying is,
it is, and I agree with that. Yeah, yeah, you basically you push this envelope, and then you turn around, and then you disappear, and now teams are like, well, we don't know if this guy's physically fit to. Play at this point? Do we want to sign
him? Another thing is like, hey, has he even showed up to try to do warm ups in on the off season? Like when training camp, has he showed up anywhere? No, he hasn't. So where is the emphasis of he's trying to get back on the field? We're fighting his battle for him when he's not fighting the battle for himself. So basically, this dude that got. Did each of them get 60 or they split 60 between both of them? Because if they split 60, A got 30 and Kaepernick got the other 30. He just got a payoff for not doing shit for 3 years.
I think they paid him what would have possibly been his salary if he'd have resigned. Because I think the last contract that he had with the 49ers was about $114 million, I think over 6 years, and they restructured it for him so that way he could opt out in 2017, okay, which they knew about. They knew that it was a possibility that he wasn't going to resign to the 49ers, not signed to the 49ers, but he was going to go through the procedure as a free agent to get more money and extend the life of the contract and to get compensated for that. But what at that point is you're no longer employed by the NFL when you opt out, because he was an unrestricted free agent. So there was nothing, binding him. It wasn't nothing binding him to the NFL at that point. So, and they have to look at that because that's like, okay, well, they're not your employer no more. So really, how are we colluding against you? you know, but you still kneeled, and ultimately, as we all know, the assumption is that that caused him not to be re-signed in the NFL. Well, but
see, you go 50-50, it's a distraction. See, nobody else is talking about that. All we're talking about is kneeling. So say if we did sign him. What are you going to ask every time at the press conference? Oh, let's talk about social justice. How about we stop, and this is problem that's killing me about sports right now. How about we start talking about winning? Because a lot of these dudes, I'll give Malcolm Jenkins and some of these other guys, they're out here year-round still doing stuff. Them, J.J. Watt, these other football players. Most of these guys that are loudmouths about like all this Anthem stuff, they only do it during the season. What's stopping these guys to showing up on CNN, MSNBC, on the offseason to push their cause? You see what I'm saying? They only do it during the time when the lights are on them. They don't do it all the time. So, it's kind of like, it's almost getting like, put the proof where your pudding's at. But say if he was playing football, are they going to talk about him and his social justice cause, or are they going to talk about what's going on with the team? Hey, well, are you trying to win the Super?
Well, I think the social injustice is his own prerogative that had nothing to do with the league. But
well, that's
I think
the
platform.
What I'm talking about is during the season.
But the platform that he did it on, the timing that he did it on, was on NFL time. And that's where you included the NFL. But it wasn't so much the NFL that was really making a big stink about the kneeling. It was your service personnel, the military, the police. These are the
myself,
guys that were saying, hey.
Because, you know, I'm an ex-military, too, so.
Yeah. And my dad was an ex-military guy, so yeah. I got a lot of respect for that, you know. So, but those guys spoke up and said, then you wear pig socks with pigs on them to the stadium.
Oh,
you know, so
Fidel
something
Castro
different.
Shirt in Miami, because that's another team that was thinking about signing them until you wore that, because, you know, Miami has a big Cuban population.
Exactly. So at the end of the day, when you take into account those things happen, you got to look at motive. Now, what's your motive, Cap? Because we understand that you're against the violence against people of color or just minorities, period, or the injustices, but you did it on their platform, and then you also disrespected the police, you disrespected the city of the state of Florida. You've done all these things, which looks agitative, like I'm pissed and I ain't playing, more so than pushing for a cause.
Right.
You know, and so at the end of the day, that's why I said, you know, you push a lawsuit, and then you don't follow through with it. I just think there was some self gratifying components there, man. It was Cap. Because I never followed it. Followed him, and to be honest with you and to be truthful, I wasn't behind it at first because I was like, man, Cap, you know, you opted out of a contract and you crying about more money, and you had one hell of a contract, and they actually restructured it for you. So at that point in time for me was, man, are you just being a crybaby, or are you just, you know, trying to think of something to do to get some attention?
Right.
I don't know. And that's what I thought at first, even though I'm for the injustices, I have to be, you know what I'm saying? I'm a person of color, you know what I'm saying? So we have to look at those things. And
but again, it's not just the people of color, it's all people who have, and that's the problem that he didn't unify people with. White people are getting shot by the police too. That's
exactly.
Kind of wrong.
I agree.
So,
I agree.
Again, that's something, what you're trying to do is divide and conquer. To me, that's the issue. Now, if he came out, because I would have been on board, the police need to stop shooting people, then I would have been like, okay. But when you start putting black versus white, make people choose, then that's what the issue is.
But see,
and that's what he was being.
But see, to me, the whole thing that gets me with A, I thought the whole thing for him taking this to court was to get back on the field. And we'll talk about that.
He wanted money.
And we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about that in a second. That was my first thing for him, was him getting back in the field, on the field. The second thing that gets me, something that you said earlier, that he divided and conquered. I don't think he divided and conquered per se.
No. What I mean is, you try to divide people. It's easy to. When I'm not being conquered, if a house is divided, the opposition wins because everybody's in fighting and nobody's trying to work on the problem together. So when you put A plus B, both people, everybody has to work together. That's how this country works. So you can't sit here and be like, oh, it's just only black people that has this problem. Then you're like, the white person be like, what the fuck about me? So how about you include everybody? That's how it's supposed to be. Everybody's going through this.
I see what you're saying, and it should be. But in an ideal world, it would be. But it's
but it was
not
easy at that time for him, like I said, right, to say that.
Right. But in reality, it's not. It's not a perfect world. We are dealing with things that don't pertain to being equal, both as a race and being male. Those things aren't equal at some points. You look at the court of law. Not only are we looking at family court, but we also looking at criminal court, whereas whites don't go through the same prosecutions as African Americans do. So in a perfect world, I get what you're saying, and you're absolutely right. If it was a perfect world, kumbaya, come together, let's work on our problems. But until we get to, but that's the point we need to strive for. We're not there yet.
Like I said, it's everybody, man.
We're not there yet.
The police I work with the police. Police mm-hmm. beat anybody's ass. It ain't because you're black. It's not because you're white. It's either us or them. So if you take that consideration, and again, and then, because I'm a fact checker. The facts that he was spouting out and stuff was factually inaccurate. And I've been arguing that case the whole time. The facts do not support the cause of, in terms of, it's not like an epidemic. Like, one year was like 18 people were shot. I mean, that's of African Americans, but then another race was like 23, 24. It don't happen all the time. So he was kind of peddling a false narrative. Now, if he included everybody, then the thing was like 100. It depends on the year. All races, like 120-something people got shot by unarmed cops. He would have a better, it's still a low number, but he would have had a better thing. But I kind of blame the media for a lot of this stuff,
the media, they ultimately going, always add their twist on it. Just depends on if they for or against it, or they got a bias against whoever. But Cap was doing things in front of the camera that couldn't be avoided. You know what I mean? So a lot of what he was doing, because it's one thing for let's say all three of us and we all for the same cause, and he said, listen, let's go downtown to the square or wherever we need to go. Let's go outside of Lucas Oil Stadium or whatever stadium, and let's protest injustice. Let's go out there and protest injustice. And if anybody wants to follow, that's fine. I mean, that's all good. But
he went to the police and community liaison and any grievance and try to
talk. And we peacefully. Well, yeah, you got to bring somebody who's going to speak upon or on behalf of what we try to do, but we do it peacefully. But not insultingly. And I think some of the stuff that he did was insulting.
Mm-hmm. It was very radical.
I think
he got radicalized.
And I have a question, too. Everybody had an issue with Kaepernick doing what he did. I ain't hear nobody say a damn word about Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch, to be truthful, is an ass.
He don't think. He just do.
Also, Marshawn Lynch doesn't have no ideology. He just sit. No, but again, he doesn't say nothing. Nobody pays attention. But what you say, hey, this, that, and the third, this is this statement. Now you give meaning to it. Now you give people something to oppose. What are you going to oppose Marshawn Lynch that he's sitting on the bench eating a banana before a game? Nothing. What is he fighting for? He just lazy. He just don't give a fuck. Ain't nobody going to pay attention to that.
Between bananas and Skittles, I think that's the only thing he really cares
about. But when you start, like, when you're saying this country's not living up to values and all this other stuff, and you're spouting this stuff off, now you're making people choose. And once you make people start choosing, that's when the issues happen.
He made that statement. All right. Now,
especially during the national anthem.
Now, Doom, me and you talked earlier. There's some rumors out there saying that he may end up a Patriot.
Boy, Rome will burn.
Well, that also adds fuel to my argument about the sup. You gonna go sign now?
Yeah,
you know how they feel about you. You know how they feel about you. Now you're gonna go sign.
Yeah.
I would take in this case because he settled.
The only place I can see him going, and it's not
the new league.
Nope.
Is the AFL or AFA, nope. Whatever that league is, Canada League. Go play somewhere else. You did what you needed to do. That's a smack in the face. You sue a company that you previously worked for, and then you want to come back and play. Man, that's a setup for disaster.
I'll tell you, the only teams I would see them going that it won't kill their fan base is probably like Jacksonville and Atlanta. Just because of the way their fan base demographics is. See, what the owner has to look at now is they sign them, they instantly might lose 20% of their fan base. Because he's that toxic now because all the stuff he's done. That she got, hell, you had dudes burning and turning stuff off the NFL. See, I haven't covered, like, I don't go to a lot of, like, alternative conspiracy media sites. One of them tracks the attendance of the NFL every year, and it was going down.
Yeah, so, it was. It was going down gate sales, you're right, because it was gate sales, it was concessions, merchandise,
money,
everything was Yep.
This whole fiasco was hurt. Right now, they're not feeling the effects of it, but the players are going to feel the effects of this in the next couple of years since the gates and stuff are going down. The contracts are going to start going down. That's why I think the league was so quick to settle to get this done, because if we're not talking about it, people start coming back to watching the games. I mean, they got to fix other stuff that's on the field.
Of course.
Like, they got a conspiracy theory about, William Saints. I think I know what was wrong with the Super Bowl. Took me a little while to figure it out, but I think I nailed it down. Why the Rams, they play good. But I'll say that for a little bit later.
Okay.
I'll tell you now.
But you know who I think who really ultimately wanted all this? Colin Kaepernick's lawyer, according to Shannon Sharp, that man get 33% of the settlement.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So if he gonna get about what? About 20 million.
Yeah.
And if he's Ed Reed's lawyer, he gonna get another 40 million.
My goodness, man. That's some money. Mm-hmm. That's some money just filling out damn paperwork and talking.
You said Garagos gets what, 33%? Then who else gets a cut?
He gets 33%. And
then the agents.
And the agents probably get some money too. But the lawyers, if you represented both and they both got paid, he gets that percentage from both.
Mm-hmm. Mm. He probably looked like George Washington Duke.
That man is making some money. But hey, Kaepernick, Reed just signed that contract extension with the Panthers. Collins doing his thing with Nike, so they weren't hurting to begin with before they walked into this. So,
I don't think Reed. They should have signed Reed though. He was causing the Panthers too much headache this season. That's just me.
But he played decent.
That goes all the way back into the whole initial situation. This guy has been a butthole. He's been not being professional, and they still held on to him and offered him that much money. That was to say, because you go with the powers of two. Once again, I go back to the powers of two. When you got two people saying the same thing, something's got to be going on.
Right.
At some point, you got to think about it. So when we take one player away, one protester away, we sign him, then now your fight is all alone by yourself now. So that is the reason why I believe that they gave this guy this money.
But the stuff I had an issue with Reed this season was him fighting Malcolm Jenkins before the game. See, I'm not going to forget about that. That him openly challenging his coach's authority. The stuff like that, you're a horrible ass player if you're out here doing stuff like that. Because Von Rivera and them took a chance on you. And then when you were fighting Malcolm Jenkins over this whole anthem stuff and social justice, to me, it was more about him than playing in the NFL. He should have been happy that these guys got money at the NFL and that instead of doing Susan G. Coleman, they're actually doing stuff in the community. So that's my issues with Eric Reed.
But if you leave it on the field, he did have a decent season, though.
Somewhat, but you know, he was doing it was a lot of, like, targeting.
Not that secondary was that great, but he was individually, he had a decent season.
But he did some very questionable stuff. Didn't he try to like hit Big Ben on a plane? Got into a fight. He was playing loose and hard during the season.
All right. I think we've explored the Colin Kaepernick train as much as we can tonight. We'll keep you abreast of anything if it should break. If he goes to the Patriots, all hell gonna break loose.
Especially Reed. We don't need him.
I don't know. Because you know, Rage was a supporter of Colin.
Yeah.
I think he was. So we'll see. Let's move on to the action in the NBA yesterday. Team LeBron won the 2019 All-Star game 178-164. Gene, I think you posted something on your page about this over Team Guinness. Kevin Durant was the All-Star MVP for the second time. What you guys think of the All-Star game yesterday?
It just proves that James Harden can't score unless he got the ball 80 times.
Until they get to the playoffs.
Yeah. That just proved the point that James Harden just dribble, 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 dribble. Let me just keep throwing. He gonna shoot 40, 50 times a game.
I think it just it's something like we talked about the NFL Pro Bowl. Will. It's what are we doing it for? And they should just wear flags. So with the All-Star game. Once again, you should just put it on paper. I think they should, because the reason why they do it, we all know that. If you can get the 30 best, top stars on one floor, I mean, that draws a lot of people. We get it. It's a money motivated. I get it. But let's say 10, 15. It's been a pretty much a show. I think before that, them guys played for real.
Yeah.
You know, teams wanted to win. And now I think it's just a big... And then when they changed the rules 2 years ago, where they pick one player and then he gets to build his roster, I think that's cool because you picking players from either Eastern Conference or the Western Conferences, it's all good. You know what I mean? Everybody's playing against each other, and I said, that's great, but at least take it a little bit more serious. I know guys don't want to get hurt, but 342 total points, man, come on.
If Golden State wanted to really put it on somebody, they could score 160.
I mean, can we get something more in Team LeBron versus Golden State? I'm just saying.
LeBron shouldn't even been a captain. That's my whole thing. I want to hear about that. Yep, I want a counter argument to that one.
Now, real quick, I'm gonna add on to my question. What did you guys think about that lame slam dunk competition? There was no star power in that slam dunk competition.
Well, that's because LeBron James is no star power.
What? How you put LeBron for the dunk contest?
Because he ain't never entering it.
And he said he probably won't. I mean, at this point, what?
Because he's scared of competition.
Well, I don't think
the dunk contest is. See, now it's the 3-point contest everybody look forward to. But the dunk contest, if you was that dude, you would win the dunk contest hands down.
Well, I don't know what they could replace a lot of things with, like the skills challenge. I think that's pathetic. I think the 3-point contest is just like major.
Right.
I think that's something that they can keep around. Right. And the slam dunk contest has lost his luster at least 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like how many, now seriously, Doom, how many dunks, different dunks, can you do? We've seen everybody jump over a car. We've seen everybody jump over somebody's head. We've seen them reverse it, jam from the, we've seen everything.
How about somebody take off past the free throw line from the top of it? They could probably do it now.
What? From the top of the 3-point or top of the 3-point line or top of the foul line?
Top of the foul line.
Yeah, Julius Erving did that in 1982. What did you do?
No. I'm talking about he went from the free throw line. I'm talking about like almost farther from behind there, like another 2 feet.
Above the foul line?
Yeah. Or close to the 3-point line.
I don't think we've ever seen that, have we?
We've seen that. No, because Jordan.
Nah, that's what I'm talking about.
Jordan did it.
Hey, I don't know nobody got that much hang time without a trampoline.
Hey, them dudes up there I don't know, but again, it's a whole bunch of no names in dunk contests.
I mean, it just kills me, man, because you guys know I can't stand Zach LaVine. I can't stand him. He's pretty much all scoring, all dunks, and nothing else.
He's Clint Capella?
He's not, pretty much. I've never been a fan of Zach LaVine. And that dunk over Shaq, I'm sorry. It looked like he like used his hand on Shaq's back to get up there. Did you guys see that last dunk?
Yeah.
Over Shaq. Mm-hmm. I think he used his hand. I think he used his hand to get up there a little bit. He didn't jump completely over him. So.
Well, I think he dunked. I think I've seen him. You know, because he was coming off his backside.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he kind of ducked his head a little bit. I mean, Zion Williamson will probably be the next big thing that probably could do some things that'll probably bring some excitement back to that if he gets in that next year. But as far as I'm concerned, you got a bunch of no-name guys that I didn't even know existed on the roster because all them guys aren't starters.
Yeah.
And what was the one guy last year? I think he got traded to Chicago. Who won it last year? What was his name?
I think it was Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine.
Mm-hmm.
Did we see Zach LaVine? So shouldn't the defending champion, bar injury or whatever, shouldn't the defending champion come back to defend his title?
I think it was there.
I'm trying to think.
Was he there?
No.
You know what? I don't think he was.
No.
No, he wasn't.
So shouldn't. But so shouldn't the defending champion come back to defend his crown?
He should.
Yeah. They just like, no, I ain't going to do it this year.
It hasn't been the same since the days of Drew and Dominique. Hell, it ain't been the same since Vince Carter. It has not been the same, so.
How about Kenny Skywalker?
Oh.
And he was a dog. And he was a no-namer. You know, nobody know about Kenny Skywalker. They're like, who is this guy? Next thing you know, he pops up in the slam dunk contest and stole the show. It's like, man, he can dunk like that? And y'all don't flame? Oh, wow. You know. Never heard no more about him.
All right, we'll stand in the land of the NBA, stand in the land of the Giants. Want to ask this question. Will Anthony Davis get traded to the Celtics?
For who?
I'm thinking you'll probably see him get traded for maybe... Well, your boy will probably be off the table by then. Jason Tatum will probably be off the table. I don't know. Tatum could be on the table. He could be.
Why? Why would you mess that up to get one dude?
It's Anthony Davis, though.
It don't matter because they was forcing the Lakers to empty their roster for him. Mm. And the Lakers were like, nah, we can't do that. And you want a draft pick?
And he wanted picks.
Yeah, we can't do that. Nah, they asking way too much for this guy. And it's what's going to end up happening is it's going to be one of those situations where they know they need to get rid of him before the season ends, or they won't get that far because you're going to be a free agent, and that's what's going to happen. They're going to end up getting nothing for him.
Oh yeah, I think he's going to walk too.
Because he's leaving. He's already stated he done all he can do over there, so he's out.
But if anybody can put a trade package together for him, it would be Boston with all those picks.
I wouldn't do it if I'm Boston.
I wouldn't do it. Yeah, I think Boston, once they get rid of Haywood, because anytime you take a guy like him, which was a dominant player in Utah, then you bring him over and then you bench him. You bring him off the bench and he was supposed to be a pretty piece that was supposed to take them over the top. I think you get rid of him, you get rid of Kyrie, let him go where he goes, and you get rid of Hayward. That team is bona fide, still.
Get rid of Kyrie and put Rozier?
Yep. I think Rozier is a little bit hungrier, and I thought he played well when they were down, when they were out.
Yeah. He did play well. He did play well. We'll see what they do. Let's go over to the NFL real quick and talk about Antonio Brown. He said he refers to his quarterback, Big Ben, as to having a mentality that is owners-like.
Antonio Brown need to shut the hell up. If it weren't for Big Ben, he wouldn't have had an upside that he had.
I agree, but
he's also trying to say, guys, that his position is important too.
No, his position is important, but you got to look at the complexity of the team. You had a bona fide running back, you got a veteran quarterback, you got a hell of a tight end, you got a receiver decent enough on the other side that you have to guard him. So a lot of times for him, I mean, they have so much to defend, it made his job just a little bit easier, in my opinion.
He's got Juju Smith-Schuster on the other side of him, so...
Right! You gotta guard that. So that takes a lot of pressure off. He's the only one there with no run game, somewhat like Edelman. In New England, you got Gronk, but he's only used for stick routes. But at the end of the day, you ain't got to defend much. I mean... The running game is cool, is balanced, but they had no stud running back. But in Pittsburgh, man, he had weapons. Made his job a little bit easier. I can't wait to see where he goes because I think his whole concentration, because somebody's going to give him the money because you have to pay him on what he's done in the league, and his stats are good. So you got to pay him on that, and they're going to pay him for his service. But you wait till he gets somewhere else. It's going to be a lot of controversy with this guy.
And who do you guys think that somewhere else may end up being? What do you think AB might get traded to?
I like to, you know what, the Jets has been the team that look like they have a lot of cap room, and they want to potentially, you know, become a bona fide contender right away. I think, you know, even with what's the running back, they even mentioned him. So they're trying to get somebody. And the Jets are pretty good. I think, you know, you got a young quarterback, but, you know, I think the Jets would be a nice fit for, unless he wants to go somewhere where they're already a contender.
So you think the Jets might end up getting both Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown?
I don't think they can get both.
Bell as good as what everybody thinks he is, because the guy that came behind, I think it was Pittsburgh's scheme was able for him to able to run like it is. Because I don't think he's going to have blockers anywhere else like that in Pittsburgh. Because the guy put up similar numbers to Le'Veon Bell this season. Pittsburgh just has a real good scheme of blocking. That's just me.
Yeah, James kind of did a good job. He did a good job.
I mean, he almost had a thought. He missed three games. He could have had like 1,200 yards this season.
Yeah. He did a good job for him. So we'll see what they do. But hopefully they can work that thing out like, man, because, boy, if you lose, if you lose Le'Veon and you lose AB, bruh. And I'm not sitting here saying Juju can't play, because Juju can play. But I don't know if Juju's ready to be that number one yet. I don't know if James Conner ready to be that number one yet. Bruh, that hurts.
I like Juju. I like Juju, though.
I do. I like him, too.
Well, he got the upside. He got definite upside. Yeah. I think when they change quarterbacks, Ben probably coming. Do you think Ben, he'll be back this year, or you think he's going to retire?
I think he'll be back.
He'll be back for another year.
Mm-hmm. It'd be crazy if he don't, because then all of a sudden, it's going to be, if all three of them boys gone, it's going to be between Baltimore and Cleveland for that division. That'd be funny. That would be funny between Baltimore and Cleveland. Lamar Jackson versus Brian Sipe 2.0. I can't wait
to that. I hope Lamar Jackson really takes time to get better in the offseason with his long range passing. But other than that, you know, I hope he don't play around and, you know, just not work on nothing, because you can best believe, you know, with this signing of Watchmen, they've become the bad boys of the league now. They're the bad boys. The Browns are the bad boys. Attitude. And, you know, we're going to see how all this plays out.
All right. let me go back to the association for a second. Did the All-Star game demonstrate to you guys that KD is the best player in the league right now?
Yeah. No, it didn't, because he did it the last 2 years in the finals against LeBron.
What do you think, Gene? You think it showed that KD is still is the best player in the league right now, or no?
KD?
Yeah.
No, he's not. Listen, he's proven time and time again that he's needed every piece afforded to him for a team to win. He doesn't have the savvy to lead a team. When he was in OKC, when Westbrook was gone, you know, he couldn't get them over the hump. And then you see him early in the season when the Golden State Warriors were banged up and they had to rely on him, he couldn't get it done. So he's not the best overall player by himself. With help, he's a dynamite player. It's just tough to defend with that much firepower on the floor. But time and time again, when we see James Harden in the regular season, when we see LeBron James, these guys, when we seen Kobe Bryant, these guys carry their teams.
LeBron ain't going to the postseason this season, all right?
I don't think so, neither. I think he's... Well, you know what? I said this time and time again. This damn boy is a damn coach killer. God damn it. KD might have had it right. He does get a little toxic at times. And it's right when he's trying to change the complexity of the whole team. If you go back to the Cavs team last year, all the pieces were put in place because he was there. Now they even got rid of everybody. Now they're starting from scratch. Did a hell of a job getting all these draft picks. It's the same scenario in with the Lakers. They're trying to build a team around him and his interests. And once again, you're pissing everybody off, and you want the coach gone. What, boy? See, that's where dad need to come in right now and just give him a good old spanking. Like, boy, sit your butt down.
Now, let me ask you this, since we're going to stick on the same lines, and you're going to get a statement out of me that you won't believe on this one, was Scottie Pippen fair to question LeBron's ability in crunch time?
Scottie Pippen said he had the clutch gene?
Yeah.
And you know what? Let's be honest. I think he knows how. I think he. Was somebody trying to chime in the background?
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Okay. But I think ultimately he knows how to dig in himself personally at the end of the game. But I think he's such had this mentality, this pass first mentality, that he becomes very passive. In those situations, like he knows all attention is going to be on him late in those games, and I think he wants to get guys involved, because what's the first thing everybody always say? Man, why LeBron kicking out? Why LeBron ain't attacking the basket? Because that's his mentality. His mentality has always been pass first. He is not a shot first guy, and that hasn't changed. Does he need to change it? I think so. LeBron, you just need to be a dog. And just get it done and not worry about everybody else, because nobody complains when you win. They only complain when you lose.
What you think, Doom? Was Scottie Pippen right in question it?
Yeah. Because Kyrie Irving was the one that hit the shot to beat Golden State.
Yeah, we're gonna go.
I just think that LeBron needs other people to help win. Ray Allen was the one. That helped him in Ray Allen was the one that got the job done was it Miami?
Yeah, Miami.
Yep.
Miami. All right. And no one here thinks the Lakers are going to the playoffs?
Hell no. Nah. That streak in that finals is over.
I do want to say something, though. In LeBron's defense, and I can't believe I'm doing this, I think LeBron is a clutch player. I think he is. But I think Scottie needs to rephrase stuff. I think he's a clutch player. But I think Jordan and Kobe has a beat when it comes to the will to win. And I think that's where they have him beat, is the will to win. If you're comparing LeBron to those two, I think that's the difference.
And Jordan, because Jordan was, you know, he you know, it was mercy.
Right.
You know, because you don't know what Jordan was going to do coming down the court,
yep.
You know, relatively speaking. So it was one of those things like, oh my God, do we really want him to get going in the last 4 minutes of this game? No, you didn't.
Yeah.
People knew that.
Yeah.
With LeBron, it's like a total different. They know he's not going to hit the clutch shot because he's never been a clutch shooter. But they do know he is going to, and I've seen down the stretch in many of the playoff games, even in the finals, where teams that understand team defense, that will play off of LeBron, hoping he would shoot an open shot versus letting him make a pass. And you've seen the turnovers. So, yeah, but he don't have the LeBron lacks. You know what? In the last few minutes of the game, let's be honest. In the last few minutes of every game, he wanted his dad to be in the stands watching him, and he's not there. Yeah. And you know, it affects his game.
All right, one last question, and we'll close up shop for the night. Oh my goodness, is Kyler Murray a first round QB?
I don't know.
I'm looking at some of these quarterbacks, and they're at least draft eligible. And I don't know, man. It's going to be tough because he's what, all of what, 5'9"?
It's going to be tough. Like we talked about it, I think it was the last podcast. I personally, in my opinion, you know, the college game is definitely totally different because you're out there with kids fresh out of high school, mm-hmm. 2 years out of high school. So, you know, their bodies aren't fully developed. Maybe a little bit more speed, but in the NFL, when your linemen are all 330 pounds across the board, 6'4", 6'5", linebackers are running 4.3s, a 4.3 40. He should have went to baseball.
And I'm gonna take the Nick Wright. Right approach. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he proves me wrong, but I don't. But I don't buy him being a success in the NFL. We've never seen anybody do it.
You mean the same Nick Wright that said that? Man, I wouldn't take a grain of salt with that idiot guy.
You got to understand the point. There's nobody that size that's been successful. Everybody keep talking about Doug Flutie. Doug Flutie would have a season and a half of being successful.
Well, they didn't want to sign him. They don't want to get okay. If the guy can play football, he can play football. We shouldn't have to worry about his height.
No, it's not just his height; it's the size too.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the size too. And when those linemen, are coming after you, and let's say you do escape. You got linebackers that are just as fast as you coming at you head on. Mm-hmm. So, I hope I'm wrong, but I can't buy it. I just can't. Russell Wilson is built different. He's a little bit more muscular in stature, and he's proven.
But Russell Wilson's how do you say fame had to do a lot of it had to do was because of his defense.
Yeah, for his success. Yeah.
Yeah. He had a good team around him.
Yeah, true that.
Now?
Nah. Might have to put Seattle on the AB list. Because all Seattle got is Doug Baldwin, and that's about it. All right, guys. Is there anything else you guys want to go over? Anything else you want to get? Guys want to get out there that I may have missed? I think I got everything.
I think we know them pretty good. I don't think it's what's coming up. We just got past the All-Star game, so let's get ready for the playoffs. March Madness is on its way.
Yeah,
that'd be a nice topic to talk about next week.
Duke is number one again.
yeah, well, that's a given. I mean, when you got Zion Williamson, he might as well put a Superman cape on. Because that dude is unreal.
Yeah.
That dude is, he's special, man. And everybody wants to sign him.
Yep, everybody wants him. All right, if there is nothing else, don't forget to join us for all the other fine programming right here on Rant AM Radio. We come back to you starting tomorrow night with the Shining Wizards at 7 p.m., followed by the Rant at 9. Come back on Friday night for Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9 p.m. or rantamradio.com. They also do the show from their Facebook group and then Facebook Live group, rather. And then it's back with this final show, The Sports Report, Monday night at 11:58 p.m. Eastern Time. Get you caught up in the week of sports. Get your thoughts and opinion on things. And don't forget, too, we got next month, we got MLB opening day.
Yeah, coming pretty soon. I think spring training, teams are starting to spring training too, I believe, right?
Yep.
Yeah. See what these Indians going to do.
My damn Mets better do something, damn it.
Yeah, because they... Well,
oh, my God.
You guys just... Yeah, they... when they get beat by last year in the game, I think they got clobbered one game. I'm like,
they
whoa.
Did. It was like 24-7 or something. Like it looked like an NFL score.
Yeah, it was like they put the minor league team out there to play.
they ain't no mercy rule in the MLB. ain't no mercy rule. Oh my goodness. But I want to say thank you to Doom for joining me. Thank you to Gene for joining me, and thank you out there for downloading the show. We do appreciate it, and we'll see you guys again Monday, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, for another episode of the Sports Report. Thank you, guys.
All right, good night.
All right, now.